Hare Krishna. I would like to go back in time to Kartik of 1977. Srila Prabhupada was residing in his house at the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan. He was very ill. He basically was just lying on his bed. He didn't have the strength to move. And he was hardly eating or drinking. He had no appetite. And devotees, well, let us say, devotees hoped against hope that he would recover. But Srila Prabhupada himself spoke about his departure. But at the same time, he also spoke about Govardhan Hill. In the days just prior to Govardhan Puja, Srila Prabhupada announced that he would like to travel by bullock cart from the Krishna Balaram temple to Govardhan Hill to participate in Govardhan Puja at Govardhan Hill itself, and to spend the night camping at Govardhan Hill. Now, from the material point of view, Srila Prabhupada's desire seemed very difficult to fulfill. The roads between Vrindavan and Govardhan were very rough. I mean, even now they're rough, but back then they were even more rough. And Srila Prabhupada had no flesh on his body. It was sometimes we hear the expression, well, it was just like skin and bones. It was really just like skin and bones. And when Srila Prabhupada expressed his desire, Prabhupada's followers, out of love for him, became polarized. The devotees that were serving Srila Prabhupada very closely, his personal caregivers, they were opposed to the idea because they felt that Srila Prabhupada could not sustain the rigors of the journey. That even if they lined the bullock cart with mattresses, he would still be jostled along the way and it would be extremely painful for him. And they feared that he could give up his body on the way. And other disciples thought that it is not our duty to consider the merits of the spiritual master's desire or the spiritual master's order. Our duty is just to execute it. And the emotions were running very high at the time, you can imagine, because Srila Prabhupada was everything to us, and he was in such a delicate condition. But in the end, Srila Prabhupada, well, I guess you could say well, I'll tell the story instead of giving my interpretation of it. I'll just tell the story. So, one night, just before Govardhan Puja Day, Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, was scheduled to come and meet Srila Prabhupada. And as I mentioned, the immediate caregivers, Tamal Krishna Goswami, Bhakti Charu Swami, Bhavananda Maharaj, Bhakti Sarup Damodar Swami, they all felt very strongly that Prabhupada should not undertake this journey or attempt this journey. So when Babaji Maharaj arrived, Bhakti Charu Swami explained to him in Bengali the situation. And meanwhile, Tamal Krishna Goswami and Bhavananda Maharaj were upstairs discussing. And at a certain point, they came running down the stairs, and they were in a very emotional state. And Tamal Krishna Goswami said, "Srila Prabhupada, we are in so much anxiety. We've been discussing the roads to Govardhan. They're so rough, and even if we line the bullock cart with mattresses, you'll be jostled, and it will be very painful for you, and we want you to go, but first you should get a little." And actually, he didn't even go that far. He just said what I said up until now, and then Prabhupada said, "So you want that I should not go?" And yes. And Prabhupada said, he turned to Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj and said, "You know, my right hand and my left hand. You know, how can I refuse?" And he said, "I don't want to put you in anxiety. That is not my business." And so, and then he said to Babaji Maharaj, "This is love. This is love." But still, and then, you know, some days later, Srila Prabhupada left. But still, it was in our minds that Srila Prabhupada had that desire to go to Govardhan Hill at the end. And Srila Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj also had the same desire. Up until very close to the end, he was residing at Purushottam Kshetra, Sri Jagannath Puri, Achatak Parvat, which is considered a representation of Govardhan Hill. And he was reciting that same prarthana, prayer by Raghunath Das Goswami, Nijaniketani Vasa Dehi Govardhanatvam. So this was very, extraordinary, because Srila Prabhupada really kept his personal ecstasies very much to himself. He was very much in the mood of service and preaching. But at the end, somehow he manifested his heartfelt desire to go to Govardhan Hill So it was in the minds of everyone that that was Srila Prabhupada's desire. And some days after he left, the devotees took Srila Prabhupada in his deity form. There were not so many deities of Srila Prabhupada then because we had his personal presence. But someone had a small brass deity of Srila Prabhupada's. So he thought, we'll fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire and take him on parikrama of Govardhan Hill, which they did. And I did not know anything about Govardhan Hill. I was in Bombay. Once I came to Vrindavan, and Srila Prabhupada saw me through the window of his room in Vrindavan, and he commented to his servant, "What's Giriraj doing here? Giriraj can never leave Bombay." 3 days maximum, then he must go back. And when Prabhupada's servant gave me the I was planning to stay for 4 days. And when Prabhupada's servant gave me the message, I was so mortified that I said, "I'm going back in 2 days." It's like too much. So I didn't know anything, really. I'd never been anywhere. So later, the devotees explained to me what we had done. And it turned out that we did half parikrama, the puchari side, the tail end. And devotees took bath at Kusum Sarovar. We came by Govinda Kund, and that parikrama, and then at the end we went to Radha Kund and Shama Kund. And the devotees placed, he was on a palanquin, the small deity, and they placed him at the Sangam, the dividing section between Radha Kund and Shama Kund, and we did kirtan. And during that kirtan, Srila Prabhupada revealed, I mean, it sounds like a theory when I say it, that he was the deity. But at the time, he was the deity. I mean, the deity was him. The deity was him. I mean, there was no difference. He was fully present, fully conscious, just as we knew him to be. And that was a very profound experience, and it was Srila Prabhupada's mercy to us to manifest himself that way and reassure us that he was present. So that was sort of the end of it. But then a friend suggested that we should have a place at Govardhan. So Tamal Krishna Goswami and I decided we would take up the project. That's a whole other story, which I won't be able to tell in detail now. But there is a very beautiful property on the other side of Govardhan Hill near Dan Gati. And it belonged to the king of Chhatarpur, which is, anyway. And in the end, he gave us that. It was a palace. Gave us that palace. And we thought that now we can fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire to reside at Govardhan. And the palace belonged to the royal family. So there is a room where the king used to sit, sort of like hold court, a very regal room facing Govardhan Hill. We thought, okay, now, you know, Srila Prabhupada can stay there. And so in that way, we also thought of fulfilling Srila Prabhupada's desire to come to Govardhan Hill. But I think that by the Govardhan retreat, we are bringing Srila Prabhupada with us, we're bringing him with us. He is here with us at every step. And I believe he's pleased that we have come here to Govardhan Hill to chant and hear the glories of Krishna and to get the mercy of Govardhan Hill and the other great souls. So I feel this is also a way of bringing Srila Prabhupada here, which was his desire. And I feel very much that he is present with us as we endeavor to serve him and to fulfill his desire that we develop love for Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Before we give the class descriptions and end for the night, I'd like everyone to face Giriraj in this direction. Now, although it appears that there's a wall over there, but this is quite a magical wall, and you might not see it yet, but it's transparent. And you can see Giriraj right through it. And you all took with your photographic memories, you took photographs of Giriraj upstairs. So you can easily see Giriraj over here. Now, Srila Prabhupada wanted to visit Giriraj. His Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, wished to visit Giriraj. So many of the great Vaishnava charges spent time at Giriraj Govardhan to be in the association of great souls. And now, by the special invitation of Sri Vrindavan Dham, we are here. So, even though we may not be fully here, we should now become fully in the presence of Giriraj. And one thing we can do to make it easier to be in the presence of Giriraj, because Giriraj is the best of servants, and if we serve the best of servants, if we serve Giriraj Govardhan, then we can evoke the mercy of Giriraj upon us, and also the mercy of he or those whom he serves, whom he loves. So, what I'd like you to do now is just close your eyes for a moment and bring yourself in the presence of Giriraj Govardhan. You can see his glistening rocks and shilas. And with the eyes that were actually given to us by the great acharyas who wrote about Giriraj, we can see the Giriraj a little bit, the Giriraj that Krishna saw with its blossoming flowers everywhere, and the vines and the waterfalls and the flowing rivers. Beautiful Giriraj with deer and caves, flowering plants and bushes and trees. And of course, without stepping on Giriraj, we can approach Giriraj and offer our most humble obeisances in this beautiful place, this greatest of servants who served Krishna in every way. And there in the presence of Giriraj, we can offer incense to Giriraj for his pleasure, and offer a wonderful lamp of 5 wicked ghee lamp to Giriraj. And when we offer the lamp, we can see by the light of that lamp more wonderful aspects of Giriraj Govardhan. And we can offer beautiful flowers to Giriraj. We can take oil, fragrant oil. It could be rose oil, it could be sandalwood oil, it could be musk, fragrant oil, champak oil, malati oil. And we can massage a Giriraj Shila with this oil until he is glistening. We could bring fruit, more flowers to decorate Giriraj, our Giriraj Shila. And we can even find a wonderful preparation, like a wonderful set of sweets, or an ocean of, not an ocean, but a lake. In a lake, in a mountain of rice, we can have a lake of ghee, like at the Anakut ceremony, and offer that to Giriraj. And whatever preparations, take a moment and bring so many preparations for the pleasure of Giriraj, for him to eat. Samosa, ladu, many kinds of rice, yellow rice, ghee rice, and sabji, wet sabjis, dry sabjis. We can bring mangoes and pomegranates and whatever vegetables and whatever we would like, sabji, spinach, saag, and offer that to Giriraj. And then we can say something in praise of Giriraj, and in praise of those who Giriraj loves and loves to serve. And more praise of Giriraj. And maybe a humble prayer if we feel some emptiness in our own hearts. We can ask Giriraj to fill our empty desert-like heart with a drop of his bhakti, his serving mood, his ever-present continuous overflowing desire to serve everyone who's serving Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. If we can just, by His mercy, get a drop of that. And then we can look at Giriraj and with a heart filled with longing tell Giriraj why we have come to see him and be seen by him. Why have I come here? And what is my hope? What is my desire? What blessing can Giriraj give me? A blessing for service. To come closer. To be on fire. With bhakti. Please now, in your heart of hearts, fold your hands around those in your heart and ask Giriraj for some mercy from his very soft heart, because he is the heart of Krishna. And make your prayer again, your prarthana, your appeal, again and again to Giriraj. And also, you can pray for others. There is one disciple of Srila Prabhupada right now, Govinda Ballabha Mataji in the United States, who's very close to leaving her body. It'd be so nice if the devotees whose prayers are very powerful pray for her. Pray for others. Pray to have a heart of service. Pray for strength, for intelligence. But to have a serving mood to Krishna, bhakti, seva, devotional service. And then, when you are finished, you can turn in this direction again and slowly, 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 if you would just look at the deities that we are so fortunate, they are always looking at us, and if we could see them, oh, how our consciousness would be illuminated. So slowly turn to Srila Prabhupada, who by His mercy we are here, only by His mercy, by the mercy of the Guru Parampara, by the mercy of the six Goswamis, by the mercy of the Panchatattva, by the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, Sri Advaita Gadardha, Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda. And slowly, slowly, you can open your eyes and we can hear about what we will hear in the next several days. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Please. Thank you very much. Now I humbly request His Grace Madhavananda Prabhu to speak about his class.
Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namasreshtam manamapi sachi putram matra swarupam rupam dasya grajam murupurim maturim gostavatim radha kundam girivaram mahoradika madhavasam prapto yasya patita kripaya Shigurum tam natosmi namo brindavanam kaya tubhyam golokamalane purnabrahmata patraya namo govardhanaya cha vancha kopadarubhyascha kripasindubhyaiva cha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurava Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So, I'm feeling very blessed to be here in this very sacred place with so many dear friends and so many senior devotees. It's a very difficult thing to sit on an equal seat with so many exalted persons. We're not anything like Giriraj Maharaj or Sachinanda Maharaj or Burijam Prabhu or Mother Jagatarani. But we're just here trying to do some service for them. Sachinanda Maharaj is requesting me to speak something. Our speaking is not the same. It's just some little service. So our topic for 4 days will be Kaliya Damana Leela, driving malice out of Braj. So today I wanted to introduce something about that, and I'd like to say something also about Govardhan Hill, because the two pastimes have many similarities. Govardhan Leela was a very wonderful pastime where all the different rasas are present. In fact, this could be said to be one of the meanings of the name Govardhan. Go means cow. Go also means senses. And Vardhana means who nourishes. So Govardhan is that personality who nourishes the cows, who nourishes the senses. By nourishing the senses, it means pratyaksavagamam dharmyam, susukam kartamavyayam. It means that Giriraj gives Krishna prem. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his prayers to Giriraj, he begins by describing Vina bhavet kim haridasa varyo padasrayam bhaktir atasrayami yameva swaprema najesayo shri gobardhano me dishatam abhishtam. He prays that gobardhano me dishatam abhishtam, that Giriraj, please fulfill my desire. And he says that Vinabhavet kim haridasavaryo, without taking shelter of Giriraj as haridasavaryo, Vinabhavet kim haridasavaryo, one can't get that love that he has. Giriraj has a particular type of love. It's a very big subject. He's Govardhana. And by nourishing his senses, it means that he gives prem. That same word go, we find in the word gopi or gopa. If you read our last Bindu magazine, you might have noticed something interesting. It's described there that the word gopi means, another word of the word, meaning of the word gopi is someone who hides their love. It comes from the same bij dhatu as Gupta. So someone who hides their love is a gopi. Someone who nourishes love is Govardhan. And he does it in a very Gupta way, a very hidden way, as Sachinanda Maharaj was describing very wonderfully. So when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, all the different devotees were present. Those devotees who were in Sakya Ras, who were in Vatsalya Ras, who were in Madhurja Ras, who were serving Krishna. Everyone was present there and everyone was able to fulfill the desire completely. This is a very rare thing. Usually not everyone is present, all these different rasas in one place. So a similar thing is there of Kaliya Damana Leela. And this Kaliya Damana Leela is part of the Purva Rag of Krishna and the gopis. It introduces their meeting. Radha and Krishna hadn't directly met yet, but they were hearing about each other. And they'd already fallen in love just by hearing about each other. But the gopis, although sometimes they could see Krishna from a distance, they hadn't really been able to drink in the beauty of his form in a long, unabated way. So this Kaliya Damana Leela gave them that opportunity. And present there also were the cowherd boys, were Ruttuk and Puttruk, Krishna's servants. Present were Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj. So many different devotees and so many different relationships. We'll speak some things. Actually, we've collected information from about 20 different literatures about Kaliya Damana Leela. But the focus that we want to go into is the relevance of this pastime for us. And Bhaktivinod Thakur has given that in a very wonderful way in his Krishna Samhita and in his Chaitanya Sikshamrita. He's described that Krishna has two types of leelas, his nitya leelas and his naimittik leelas. His nitya leelas are always going on. They're known as astakala leela. And his naimittik leelas take place here in this world. Jiva Goswami and Gopal Champu says a very interesting thing. He says the naimittik leelas are more relishable for Krishna than the nitya leelas. Krishna gets more pleasure from the pastimes that go on here. That's also a very big subject. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that these naimittik leelas, Krishna is being so kind, he's coming and his pastimes are real. But at the same time, they have some purport to them. There's some relevance for all of us. And this pastime of Kaliya Damana Leela has many similarities to the Govardhan Leela. Because Krishna drove Kaliya out of Braj. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Kaliya represents malice toward devotees. And he's poisoning the Jamuna, which is the life of Braj. So, if we want to live in Braj, and Srila Prabhupada, as we'll go into a little later, Prabhupada said that the purpose of this movement is we want to establish Vrindavan villages all over the world. We want to establish Vrindavan everywhere. So if we want to establish Vrindavan, and we have to first begin with our hearts, it begins by driving out malice and envy. In particular, envy of devotees. So this is Govardhan Leela. Because Govardhana, he's nourishing the devotion. And all the devotees are coming together. The 11th canto of the Bhagavatam describes paraspara anukatanam pavanam bhagavadyasaha. Devotees should learn how to associate with each other. Very nice point. We should learn how to associate with each other by coming together and hearing Krishna katha. This is such an important thing. In the early days of our movement, in the later days of the hippie movement, we've heard about certain kinds of festivals they would hold in the West Coast in America. They called them happenings. And it was some extraordinary thing where people would dress in very unusual ways and take all kinds of mind-altering substances and that. So we want this to be a happening. And I'd like to very humbly remind all of you, all of our very dear friends and the senior Vaishnavas who are here, that actually everyone has a role in this. This is a Vaishnav Sangha. We may be coming to hear from Giriraj Maharaj and Satchinanda Maharaj and Parijan Prabhu, Mother Jagat Tarini. But there's more responsibility with the listeners than with the speakers. Srila Prabhupada once in Paris, the devotees arranged a program. And a few hundred people came and they were doing kirtan and all the hippies and people were dancing. And then they brought out a big vyasasan for Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada came and sat down. And then suddenly those hippies, they started shouting at Prabhupada. And Prabhupada asked one of the devotees, "What are they saying?" And the devotee said, well, he didn't want to say. He said, "Prabhupada, they're saying bad things about you. Why are you sitting on this big chair? Who are you?" This is the nature of French hippies. If you're from France, you know. So then Prabhupada said, "Anyway, just do kirtan." And Prabhupada didn't speak. So in a Vaishnav Sangha, everyone is respected. This is Govardhana. All of our senses are nourished. And some devotees have a service of hearing. Some devotees have a service of speaking. But the speakers never think that they're a big person or something. When Sukadev Goswami spoke the Bhagavatam, his father Vyas was sitting and listening. And his father's guru, Narad Muni, was there. So this is a Vaishnav Sangha, and I'd like to encourage everyone here, please, to take part with your full heart. And this will become a very, very wonderful happening. And we can go very, very deep. And I hope that through our katha we can help everyone to think a little bit about how to drive out Kaliya from our heart so that we can establish Vrindavan. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nevisesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Desitarine. So I want to say thank you to Giriraj Maharaj and Satchinandan Swami and of course my husband for their presentations in helping me to feel that I've actually come here to Govardhan and to help me to draw my attention away from so many different places and try to fix it here at the side of Giriraj. I would like to share with you something that happened to me when we were in Varshana. During the 12-hour kirtan day that we had, there was one young devotee who was in some distress. So I sat by the side of Krishna Kund and we spoke together. I was trying to think what to say, and I was trying to console her, when all of a sudden, almost without thought, I pointed up like this to a very large tree, very nice large tree. And I said, "Look, focus your attention on the top of the tree." And she did. I said, "Now go like this with your eyes." And we went down the tree to the trunk, and then there were steps. And all of a sudden, again, there were steps, and a trunk, and a tree. And I said, "Look, you go from there, and you come right down to here." So we were looking together. And then I took my hand, and I put it in the water, and I splashed the water up and down. I said, "Now what can you see?" And she could not see this tree. It was so disturbed, because the water was moving and rippling, and so the reflection of the real tree was no longer very, very clear. So this reminded me how during the weeks coming here and preparing to come here, I was thinking what to speak about. And at one day, whilst reading some Bhagavad Gita, I was reflecting on how Krishna says that there are four kinds of people, pious people, who come to him. Which means that all of us are pious people who came to Krishna. And there are four reasons. Distress, seeking some financial stability, inquisitive or curious, as Srila Prabhupada sometimes would use the word, and those who are genuinely seeking for the truth. And I came to understand that the reason I came personally to Krishna consciousness was because I was curious. I was curious what this life was like, what these people were like. I was curious about this. I was curious about chanting Hare Krishna. I was curious. And so I became a devotee. But likewise, I'm equally curious about so many things in the material sense as well. Because I'm curious, it doesn't mean that I'm only curious about Krishna. So, I found a nice quote of Srila Prabhupada. One devotee, Swarup, says, "They are very curious to know what is going on in other planets," Prabhupada said. "That means that for their childish curiosity, they are spending so much money. They can spend so much to satisfy their curiosity. But when so many poverty-stricken people ask them for help, they say, 'We have no money.' They are very proud to go to the moon. But why don't they take information? How to go to Krishna's Goloka Vrindavan? If they go there, their curiosity will be satisfied." So thinking more about this, I remembered that there is one wonderful book that I'm sure many of you have read, in which there is one young boy, he's a gopa, from Vrindavan, from Govardhan. He grew up here by the side of Govardhan. And he was also very curious. And he met one very saintly person who gave him a mantra. And he chanted the mantra. And he went wherever his mind or his next curiosity took him. And he went on an amazing journey through all the higher and higher and higher planetary systems. Right up, up and up. Until he finally came to Krishna Loka Goloka Vrindavan. So one day by Krishna's kindly arrangement, I happened to pick up this book. And I opened it up at the moment when he was arriving finally after a long journey in Goloka Vrindavan. And when I read that, it struck me so deeply that it became the essence of the theme that I want to share with you during the retreat. So please hear another quote from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, "Now, if this life we purify just like a rose, then the next life we shall have a body which is full of flavor. If we want to elevate ourselves to the highest perfection of life, as to become one of the associates of God, we can prepare ourselves like that." Just like our friend Mr. Cohen, Mr. Harvey Cohen, one of the very young devotees at that time, had joined Srila Prabhupada in New York. Srila Prabhupada said, "Mr. Cohen, he has left for California. Now, as far as I am concerned, I have no idea of California. Now, he has told me that after reaching there, he'll write about the description of the place. Now, suppose if reading that description of the place, I think of going there. So I must prepare. I think I must go there. So just like I was describing that in Vrindavan, what sort of trees are there in the Chintamani Dham? Srila Prabhupada was speaking on this subject. So he was explaining to those young students that I am telling you what it is like there. If you hear me and you like to hear this, then you can prepare yourself to go there. And you were very much pleased hearing about the trees in Goloka Vrindavan. So you thought, I want to go there. So Srila Prabhupada said, we have to hear. Unless we hear what sort of God he is, what sort of God's place it is, what is the mode of life there, we cannot be attracted. We cannot be attracted. So this became for me the theme of what I would like to share with you in the evening classes. I would like to help you and myself to become more attracted to that place. Because the tree up here was real, and the tree down in the water is flickering, and sometimes it's pleasant, and sometimes it's not. So I want to know, first of all, what is that place like? I'm very curious. And what are the people like that live there? And what does it look like? What does Govardhan Hill look like in the spiritual world? What does the Jamuna look like there? Because I can see only something with my eyes, and it becomes very hard for me to know from that. So this is what I want to share with you. And finally, I would like to share with you some encouraging words from those personalities who have written letters telling us what it is like there, how they give us encouragement on our journey so that we can join them too. This one is real. This one is the source of that one. When we get this perception on the material world, it will turn our whole life around. And then our spiritual life becomes natural and very easy. I sent my title after much thought to Prashanta, and she quickly wrote me back a letter and said, did you make a mistake because you left out Krishna? And I said, no, I didn't make a mistake. Don't put Krishna in there. So mine is called The Fragrant Qualities and Pastimes, of course, of Krishna, of Sri Vrindavan Dham, because I wanted to focus on this place. What is this place like? What is it like? Should I transfer all my attention from my journey this way and go that way? So let us hear what that place is like, and then you can decide for yourselves. I brought something with me I wanted to show you. I'm sure everyone has seen this. This is the picture that Srila Prabhupada initially had on the very first Srimad Bhagavatam when he brought to America. Of course, this is an American copy of the same picture. So look at this. When you think about this journey, this picture suddenly becomes highly relevant. Because here we are down here. And this is where we want to go. So we should see the difference where we are, and all the distractions of that place are nothing compared to this. And this is what we want to understand. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
I must go there. Suppose if reading that description of that place, I think of going there, so I prepare myself. Oh, I must go there. So that also has something to do with my topic, which is a chapter of the Bhagavatam, of the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, that is largely forgotten. But the Bhagavatam is a magical and mystical book. And even though we can be unaware of the messages that are hidden within its pages, if we study and read and hear these seemingly forgotten and insignificant chapters of the Bhagavatam, amazing and mysterious instructions can be revealed and very pertinent for our going to that place so much so that we think, I must go there. Srila Sanatana Goswami, on whose mercy we rest, has sung in Krishna Lila Stava a most wonderful prayer that describes the Bhagavatam. You ready, Prashanta Mataji? If you, one verse at a time, and I'll read the English for it. And consider how he considered the Bhagavatam. Listen to his words and consider how important and life-changing and transformational he viewed the Bhagavatam. Please begin.
Sarva-shastraham dhipiyusha Sarva-vaidaika-sat-phala Sarva-siddhanta-ratnadhya Sarva-lokaika-drik-prada Sarva-bhagavata-prana Srimad Bhagavata Prabhu Kanidhanta Ditaditya Shri Krishna Parivartita.
O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar churned from the ocean of all the Vedic scriptures, O most prominent transcendental fruit of all the Vedas, O you who are enriched with the jewels of all spiritual philosophical conclusions, O you who grant spiritual vision to all the people of the world, O life breath of the Vaishnava devotees, O Lord, you are the sun which has arisen to dispel the darkness of Kali Yuga. You are actually Lord Krishna who has returned among us.
Paramananda Pathaya Prema Varshakshayate Sarvada Sarva Sevyaya Shri Krishnaya Namostute.
O Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer my respectful obeisances to you. By reading you, one attains transcendental bliss. For your syllables rain pure love of God upon the reader. You are always to be served by everyone, for you are an incarnation of Krishna.
Madeka bandhu matsanghi madguru madvahadhana madnishtaraka madbhagya madananda namostate.
O Srimad Bhagavatam, O my only friend, O my companion, O my teacher, O my great wealth, O my deliverer, O my good fortune, O my bliss, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
Asadhu sadhu tadayin natini chochata kara Hanamuncha kadachin mam premna hitkanthayospura.
O Srimad Bhagavatam, O giver of saintliness to the unsaintly, O uplifter of the very fallen, please don't ever leave me. Please become manifest in my heart and my throat, accompanied by pure love of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This specific chapter that Krishna willing we shall read, which I said was a not noticed and perhaps forgotten chapter, is the 86th chapter, very close to the end of the 10th canto, where Krishna visits Mathila, which is also known as Janakpur. Right before that, before this chapter begins, the most amazing pastime occurs, where Krishna visits Kurukshetra, and there he meets the residents of Vrindavan. It is a powerful chapter. It is so heart-touching and moving, because there, the residents of Vrindavan are with Krishna, but it is not the same, because it is not Braja. And the whole Rathyatra, and practically the whole, which is a purport of Mahaprabhu's final pastimes, where the heart of Srimati Radharani is revealed to everyone, is given in that chapter and in Rathyatra. That's the 82nd chapter. In the 83rd chapter, Draupadi meets the queens, and we see that these most fortunate queens only desire to be made servants of Krishna. That is their topmost desire. And then after that, Vasudev, in the next two chapters, Vasudev, Krishna's father, performs a sacrifice, and then he takes instructions from Krishna. And then at the end of the 85th chapter, Devaki, understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, she asks him for something miraculous, to return her dead sons. And those sons who had died prior to Krishna's birth and prior to the birth of Balaram were brought by Krishna, because Devaki, Mother Devaki, had heard that Krishna had returned the dead son of Sandipani Muni. So Krishna, she made that request, and Krishna brought the children back. And she was so immersed in love for them that she fed them her breast milk, which had been drunk by Krishna. So by drinking that prasadam, that mahaprasadam, because once, right after the birth of Krishna, as explained by Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, right before Vasudev carried Krishna to Nanda Braja, she was afraid that Krishna's baby throat would become parched. So one time and one time only, out of maternal affection, she fed Krishna her breast milk and then handed him to Vasudev to bring across the Yamuna for his protection. So that brought those six personages, made them remember. And the final verse, or the almost the final verse of the chapter, says, by drinking her nectarian milk, the remnants of what Krishna himself had previously drunk, the six sons touched the transcendental body of the Lord, Narayan, and this contact awakened them to their original identities. They bowed down to Govinda, Devaki, their father, and Balaram. And then, as everyone looked on, they left for the abode of the demigods. Amazing result. But then this chapter ends by these words of Srila Sukadev Goswami. Sri Krishna, the Supreme Soul, the Lord of unlimited valor, glory, heroism, performed countless pastimes, just as amazing as this one, O descendant of Bharata, Maharaj Prickett. And then the final verse, he says, this pastime
enacted by Lord Murari, whose fame is eternally, totally, whose fame is eternal. It totally destroys this pastime, totally destroys the sins of the universe, and serves as the transcendental ornament for his devotee's ear. The devotees ornament their ears with the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. Anyone who carefully hears or narrates this pastime, as recounted by the venerable son of Vyas, will be able to fix his mind in meditation on the Supreme Lord and attain to the all-auspicious kingdom of God. They, the six sons, went to Devaloka, and anyone who hears this Bhagavatam, the pastimes of Krishna, and makes them the ornament of their ears, will return to Goloka Vrindavan. And this pastime begins because Sukadev Goswami, or Maharaj Prakrit, it's nearing the end of the Bhagavatam, and he's in anxiety because he's going to be separated from the pastimes of Krishna. And he asks a question just to evoke Sukadev Goswami to speak more about Krishna, so he can hear more about Krishna. And that is what, as His Holiness Kiriraj Maharaj was speaking about, will be pleasing to Prabhupada. And that is the basic theme of our retreat, is that we come here in front of Giriraj, in front of Prabhupada, in front of Sisi Gornitai, Sisi Radha Govinda, and we just hear about Krishna. And from that hearing, we develop the desire to go there. And that desire to go there and be with Him, to be with Krishna, will burn to ashes all these petty, rippling desires that cannot bring us any happiness, and fill our heart with desire to be with Krishna in loving service. So, you please all pray that these pastimes, by, despite our disqualification as a speaker, by the strength of your pulling as qualified hearers, we will pray that Krishna will manifest himself through the pastimes of his holy book, which he is none different, the Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you. Now we will hear from His Holiness Sachidananda Maharaj.
Krishna prastaya bhutale simate bhakti vedanta swami niti namine namaste sarasvate deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Towards the beginning of this year, I had an experience which has very much impressed me. My long-term secretary was leaving the body. I still remember I was in the emergency ward of the Berlin Charité Hospital. There were other devotees with me. And the doctor started to remove the life-prolonging machines. First, the machine which held up the kidneys went. Oh, and I knew, without kidneys, no one can live. Then the machine which upheld the liver function went. About four machines went, and I looked at the nurses who rolled out these machines, who brought them out with this eye, does this mean this person has to die very soon? And it was a question in the eye, and the question was understood by the nurse. And the nurses nodded, yes, a few hours more. I do remember asking a question at that time. What really will stay with this person? What will be of help now for this person? Very soon, this moving out of the body will happen, and I know it's not pleasant. It's intense. And my secretary sometimes opened the eyes and looked at me, and in their eyes seemed to be the question, what can help now? Now, I do remember this question, and I do remember it struck me. And at that moment, I was thinking, what is it really which helps? We hear a lot of philosophy and we make our concepts thinking we understand it. We adopt the externals of a spiritual culture, like dressing codes and greeting codes, and feel well while we are healthy. But does this really constitute the essence which will help us in our life, which will help us at the testing, the final examination, where everything which we have learned will be measured, and the question will ask, are you for real? Is this for real for you? And of course, as the machines rolled out, and as this question was in the emergency ward, what is real in Krishna consciousness? What will really help? Two answers came, and we applied these. That is, talking about Krishna, and at the end, just singing his holy names. My dear devotees, these two things, singing the names of the Lord and hearing about the form of the Lord, the qualities, the activities, that is the only thing which is real in this world. This is the only thing which will stay with us. Your concepts will leave you. Your ideas will leave you. This is all mental. But what you receive by the chanting and whatever attraction you can cultivate by hearing about the person whose name you chant, that will go with you, that will stay, that is real. So I always think the Govardhan retreat is meant to focus on these two real things, the holy name and the pastimes of Krishna. And I'm sometimes becoming impatient when I am not seeing that this is prominent. But over the last years, the teachers have found that, yes, we need to focus on this. The holy name and talking about Krishna. as pastimes, not as an entertainment, but as a building up of the real life for which we need to have, because that's what we collect in this life. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur compares a devotee with a beggar. He doesn't have what he needs. When we were in Harinam last time in Trier, there was such a beggar. He was an intelligent man, you could see by the facial impression, but he was very poor. He didn't have enough to eat. He was thin. So this man, I still remember, kneeled down in the midst of the street, and he held his hands like this to the passengers. Please, give me some money. I need to eat. It was so humiliating. He was there, an intelligent man. Maybe he had gone to the university, but really he was poor, and he knew he was poor. He needed to eat, and he was just rubbing on his knees. And I thought, well, do we have a banana for this man, you know, or something? Because it touched my heart. So in order to come to the Govardhan retreat and make a success, you need to understand you are poor. You are wretched. Your life is unfulfilled. You need Krishna. You need love of Krishna. Without love of Krishna, your life is dry, so dry. What is the use of such a useless life? You need to feel like that. Like the beggar, get down on your knees now and beg for these two items which can nourish your soul, the holy name and the discussion about the pastimes of Krishna. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, just like a beggar should be intelligent and know where he gets his what he needs, so the devotee needs to go into the assembly of devotees, he should be intelligent enough to see, here I can get what I need. But the whole Govardhan retreat, it will be an in one ear and an out of the other ear if you just don't know or acknowledge that you are in need, in desperate need of some thing which is real, some real Krishna consciousness. In my little attempts to serve you this year, I have two things in mind. I want to present the second half of the Mana Shiksha and then choose Leelas which are hinted at in these divine books, and discuss these leelas. So it will be a two-part seminar. The first part is Raghunath Das Goswami. He will talk about the higher things, the goal, that what Jagatarini was pointing out when she showed this land map, you know, the kingdom of God, and he will show us how we can get there by instructing his own mind. He will offer a padahati. Padahati means a process which can bring you to the spiritual world. Pada means foot, and hati means forward movement. A padahati is the book which tells you how you should move your foot forward so that you can reach your spiritual goal. It will be full of transcendental guidelines and full of transcendental advices, and it will be relished in the association of devotees. So then I have decided to put in the second part, I want really to talk about the kingdom of God, how it is there, what is going on in Krishna's mind, in the minds of the cowherd boys, in the minds of the rivers, in the minds of the bees. How do they think? I will very much try to enter the mind of God and the mind of the associates of God, because then only we will know, we won't just know by their activities. We have to see what propels them forward. So that's what I will try to do. And I have a request to all of you. My request is, and now it might sound strange, please come well rested. I can't work with you if you fall asleep, like about 5 devotees in this evening I've counted have fallen asleep. They looked very beautiful and innocent, but they didn't make full use of this evening's program. The better use for them would have been to sit to be in a warm room with thick blanket and some good snoring facility. Please don't exert yourself. Pace yourself during this retreat so that you do not need to be overly tired, and that the nectar doesn't become another terrible thing to swallow. That is a great request of mine, because I have noticed one thing, my dear devotees. What I have noticed in this Kartik is a lesson. If you do too much austerities in your life, you will break your body and break your mind. That I have noticed. In Krishna consciousness, the fever of typhus. See, in Krishna consciousness, we have one practical guideline how we will move in this world. It's an interesting guideline which Bhaktivinoda Thakur reveals to all of those who are thirsty after prema. He says they must adopt the path of yukta vairagya. They must accept what is favorable for them. And the mana shiksha, the instructions of Raghunath Das Goswami, are full of instructions. What is favorable for you? How to move in this world? How to deal with the different issues in your spiritual life? And I think when you learn to relish this at the foothill of Giriraj, your life will be highly enriched. So I'm very proud now. I have finished in exactly 8 seconds less than my allotted time. I'm early. because that's what I want to talk about. We will give you enough time so that you can pace yourself properly and make really all out of this retreat. I personally am very grateful to be here and to be able to serve you. I wouldn't miss this chance for anything, not even for teacher Typhus repeated banging on my head. He can wait a few days. And I'm very, very glad that you have all come here. I also want to greet our increasing audience. There is live streaming here, live streaming of the lectures, not yet on the video because we are still in India, but on the audio computer facility. So all of you, please join us frequently. There will be a plan, and it will be exact plan this year. so that you can all switch on your radio and hear what's on the plan at that time. And I'm very, very much praying that all of you will really become very encouraged in Krishna consciousness. It's really my desire that you take something substantial home and something life-changing. I want to also recommend you take some notes of what's going on so that you can share what you have heard in the retreat with your friends and comrades and so associates. It will help you if you repeat what you have learned to those who are close to you, and that will be very good. So thank you very much. I think this is the end. I think we can just sing for